I had a couple of stories I wanted to share with everybody. And as I was thinking of how to start in on the two stories I wanted to tell, I thought of a third that I'm going to include. A few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, Dad was in the hospital with pneumonia and just wasn't quite sure he was ever going to get out of the hospital. It was pretty serious. And he was sharing a room in the hospital with a gentleman by the name of Sweet. And he was in the far bed, and Dad was in the bed closest to the door. And nurse walked in and said, looked over at Dad and said, "Are you Sweet?" He said, "No, ma'am, I'm Precious. He's Sweet." And no truer words were spoken. We were exceedingly blessed to have the last few weeks with Dad as he was preparing for this journey, and in some instances preparing us for his journey. And he kept telling us, "I don't want this service to be about me. I don't want it to be about me. It's about the love and the forgiveness that I have in Jesus." And as I think of that overflow of love and forgiveness that he had in his heart, that he expressed, I thought of two instances that it was just kind of a normal thing, but they stuck out in my mind. 25 years ago, Rhonda and I were living in Angleton. Became real good friends with a couple. Did a lot with them, played a lot of dominoes with them and cards. The lady, a friend of ours, was an unbelievable artist. And I asked her if she would do a portrait of me, of my great-grandfather, my grandfather, and my dad. So I found photographs that were all kind of similar age. They all had their felt cowboy hats on, and they all had a very similar kind of a plain expression. So she did the drawings for me. It was real nice. She asked me to come look at it. And I looked at it, and I thought, well, that looks right. That looks right. I said, "Why did you draw Dad with a grin on his face? And everybody else is kind of plain." She said, "I've met your dad. There's no way I can draw him without a grin on his face." The other story I want to share, there's not a whole lot of people in this room that know the truth behind this story. Well, they have not heard the truth. They probably know the truth. They've not heard it. About 30 years ago, I was working for a farmer outside of Beeville, for Bill Shugarrick. It was a Saturday. And I had to go out there and do some work on one of our tractors or the bulldozer or something. And my cousin Todd was in town. And I said, "Hey, come right out here with me." So we went out, worked on the tractor. We're headed back to the house in Beeville. And I was in my 67 Chevy pickup on a Caliche road. And thought, ooh, I could fishtail it a little. I said, "Hey, watch this." And I fishtailed a little more, and I fishtailed a little more. And I got to go a little faster, and I started fishtailing more. And then it started going a whole lot. And then I started going sideways. And then we rolled it over onto the right side and slid down the road and on the right side of the truck. We weren't hurt. We crawled out of the truck. We rocked it and rocked it and flopped it back on its wheels and knocked all the caliche off from around the motor. And somebody just happened to be coming by that had some oil in his trunk, and we filled it back up with oil because it had all run out. And the truck was just tore up on the right side. Started it right up, and we drove to the house. Dad and Uncle Deward were standing outside in the yard when we drove up in the driveway. They walked over to the truck, and they're looking at it. It was a mess. Dad looked at me, and I said, I know. I was driving too fast. I was going down that Caliche Road. I was driving too fast. I said, something ran across the road. I said, I'm guessing it was a dog ran across the road. I swerved to miss it, and I lost control of the truck, and it rolled over. Dad looked around. He said, you know, I swerved to miss that same dog when I was 16. And I tell you, he never brought it up again. He never mentioned it again. Thank you.